Yes, guys, what's good? You tuned into Mango Masala. My name's Gerns, and I'm here with Imani Leah. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for taking the time out to speak to me on a Tuesday evening. I appreciate it.
Of course, it's a pleasure to be on.
No, because like, honestly, we've played your tunes for like a couple of years now. I want to say the first one was probably Energy. I think that I think that was the first one. That was a lot more like maybe like up tempo kind of vibe, almost like dancey music kind of vibe. That was back in 2022. I think also Blame, I think that was a big one of yours back in last year. But then this year, obviously, you've had Don't Bother, Stop, OTL, all leading up to now, EP dropping. So it must be very exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. I feel like my sound is definitely, I've channeled more focus into my sound now. I think back then I was sort of just messing around, seeing what I could put out, but now I know exactly what it is that I need to do.
For sure. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself then? Like, how did you first get into music and how have you got to where you are now?
So my parents always pushed me into music. They played a lot of R&B growing up. So they saw that I had a bit of a voice, sort of harnessed it. They bought me a keyboard when I was like 5, learned how to play keys roughly. And then just, I started writing from a really young age. And then I always dabbled in music. I always loved it. But it's only really 2025 this year that I've actually started to take it seriously. I just thought, let me try it, let me put my head down, let me quit my job and just go for it.
Quitting the job as well.
Yeah. I thought, let me just put 100% energy into this and see what happens.
So. For sure. It seems to be paying off as well. I think you said about like kind of taking it a bit more seriously. I feel like I can almost like tell in terms of the consistency of the sound that's been in these like past couple of releases and also in the EP as a whole. But no, that's really good for you. So
thanks.
You said obviously your parents have played you R&B growing up, and I think that really shows in your music. Who would you say your main influences then?
I would say Ashanti, and I really love Nelly Furtado because I feel like she was kind of a bit of everything, a bit of R&B, a bit of hip hop, pop, but she was someone who couldn't be put into a box. And I feel like with the EP that's coming out, it's very much old school 90s, noughties vibes. But the music that I'm going to put out after that is kind of just going to be whatever I want. So, I take a lot of inspiration from Nelly Furtado for sure.
That's really cool then what you're saying about how, because obviously having listened to the EP, I'm aware of that whole noughties, 90s influence.
Yeah.
But I wasn't aware whether maybe that was something you were planning on making definitively your sound or whether it was just for this EP. So do you know what's going to be after this in terms of the sound? Or
I'm not sure what I'm going to put out next, but I've got a couple of tunes lined up. Like, I've got one song that's like R&B Brazilian funk. I've got one that's more R&B jazz. And I do have more old school sounding tracks, but I just think I'm not someone who's going to be like, okay, I'm a 90s, noughties R&B artist. I'm somebody who likes to explore multiple sounds. And especially South Asian too, like you can hear with OTL. That's a song that I co-produced myself. I want to add in each song like remnants of me, and I love to sprinkle different cultures within my music as well, but specifically South Asian. So I like to experiment.
For sure. Yeah, I realised I was getting ahead of myself then. I should focus actually on the EP at hand first off. So obviously that's the main reason why we're chatting today, your debut EP, The Backup. Yeah. Now I wanted to ask, first of all, is there any like meaning behind that? Because I was like having a browse through your Spotify as well before, like seeing, oh, is there like what kind of things I'm going to ask you? And I saw in your bio, it was just also known as The Backup. So I'm like, wait, is that implying that it's sort of something to do with yourself rather than just being called that?
Yeah, so I named the EP The Backup because when I started out in music, I was always the backup option. If somebody pulled out of a gig or pulled out of anything, I'd be called in second option, backup option. And that used to get me really down, and I thought, let me reframe that narrative. Let me make it something positive. That's why I named it The Backup.
You know what it is, though, is that listening to the EP, I think you definitely have proved that by no means are you a backup in terms of, like, the vocals and that. But also, the thing that really got me was, like, the layering of all the like background melodies. Like you sound, kind of sound like you are a one person girl band in a way.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like all the like harmonies and stuff in the background. Like how do you manage that? Like, is that something that you just kind of went for, let me see what's happening? Or did you have to go for any kind of like training to know what's going to sound good?
Yeah, so harmonies are like my thing. I always wanted to be a backup vocalist for Time, but no one would ever hire me. So I thought, okay, that's not going to work. And then the training that I had, I went to performing arts school when I was younger. They were so meticulous with harmonies. They would single you out if you got a harmony wrong. So I was always on it from a young age. And then when it comes to my music, I just love to stack. I love stacks upon stacks upon stacks. And I love making a really rounded sound. And I just think that's where my music really comes to life. It's my harmonies.
I find it so interesting how you say that, again, you wanted to be a backup vocalist, because I think one thing about yourself and your music and your voice is that I think you do have quite a distinct tone to it. Do you know what I mean?
Thank
like,
you.
I think if I was going to compare you to anyone, I'd say Neo. Just because,
I get that a lot, yeah.
Yeah, like it's kind of like that tone there, which again, that to me, it's just really cool how you can have that, but then also obviously be like stacking loads in the background. Yeah. Actually, it works. You don't you don't need those backup vocalists. You just play it all in the tracks anyway. So obviously the title of the EP has got its own backstory.
Yeah.
In terms of the actual tracks themselves, so there's six in total, right? Is there any particular story in terms of, or narrative that they're following throughout, or is it each one has its own individual story? Like, how did you go about deciding what songs are going to be on the EP?
So the EP was kind of birthed from a messy breakup, to be honest. So Stop, that was the first song that was written. That was about a year ago. And my ex just would not stop bothering me. So wrote that one. Then I went out with my girl to a club. We were just getting bothered a lot. And then that's when I wrote Don't Bother. And then I produced OTL probably October. And I was just making cohesive songs, mostly about relationships and love. I think Don't Bother was a bit more lighthearted. That's kind of like being single, getting out of a relationship. Stop was about being bothered after breaking up in a relationship. And then OTL was like being with someone who's bad for you whilst you're in a relationship. The other three songs, sonically, are a bit more lighthearted. So, you know, you've got Come Through, which is like the beginning stages, and then the interlude You, which is kind of a different situation. That's a homage to SWV. But again, it's like sonically quite upbeat, but that's about wanting to be with someone who you can't be with. And then Better is just being sarky after a bad breakup. So it's all about love. It's all about the different facets of love, but all referencing specific tracks that I love. So like, for example, Don't Bother is very much Timbaland vibes. OTL is very much Timbaland Brandy vibes. And then you could say Stop is very Destiny's Child, TLC. So they're all referencing some artists in one way or another.
Nice. No, and I think you've done a really good job of like being an ode to them rather than being like, not even like sampling, because I don't think there's any particular samples in it, is it? It's all just kind of taking the vibe almost and paying homage to them rather than just resampling. Not that there's anything wrong with sampling, but like taking it and like just regurgitating it. It is like, it's a new take on it still.
Yeah, exactly. And like even in Stop, like I literally say, I don't need no scrubs, I need some TLC. And that's a huge reference to TLC, but it's just kind of in my own way. And a lot of the songs have like Arabic sounding harmonies or more South Asian inspired melodies, because that's just me. That's kind of what I grew up on too. So that's where I kind of have my trademark, I think, because it's all good doing old school R&B, but I wanted to do something different and bring in my heritage to my music.
How have you found it navigating the music industry as someone who's quite set in R&B, but is obviously South Asian?
I think I'm right at the beginning. I've not really faced many trials and tribulations, but what I will continue to do is just constantly do what I feel is best for me in terms of bringing out my sound. Like, I know that OTL was a little bit different from Don't Bother and Stop because it's more South Asian. But for me, like, I'm always going to do what feels right and resonates with me. I think a lot of South Asian melodies just hit different. I think there's a reason why Timbaland was always sampling those sorts of sounds. Arabic, like, it's just different. It hits different. And the combination of both is different. And, like, even in some of my other songs that I haven't released, there's certain Hindi phrases that I say, or like, I just want to pay tribute to my background. But so far, I've just been embraced, which is great.
Yeah.
I think if you're different and you're authentic, it will always resonate with people.
For sure. From the way that you're saying it, it sounds almost like it's more of like a USP rather than something to hold you back. Like,
no, yeah. It's definitely... There's a whole wave of South Asian artists coming forward. Like, even Hannah Mankind, like, he is paving the way for South Asian artists, and it's so amazing to see. And I just want to keep doing what I'm doing and inspiring the next generation, because like, when we were growing up, there weren't many South Asian R&B artists. There really weren't. I couldn't name you one back then. So I remember MIA was a huge influence of mine, and she was everything. But it's just nice to see a community coming forth and seeing people break barriers. So it's really exciting.
That's the thing that is really nice to see, is that because I've, even in like nearly 5 years that we've been doing this, when I've been like interviewing artists, it's kind of, I've always kind of asked people like, oh, how is it obviously being a South Asian in the music industry? But it seems like as the years have gone by, I feel less and less.
Yeah.
It feels less odd, like, to expect that, do you know what I mean? Like, because it is just, there's just so much out there, and especially with the dawn of like social media and everything, it's so much easier to form these communities and like collaborate with people, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and like BBC Asia Network have been supporting me for a really long time as well. Like, they champion a lot of artists, and that's so nice to have too.
Yeah.
To be able to upload your music now and then have radio presenters support, it's amazing. So that always helps.
Sure. So, speaking of Hannah Mankind, obviously he performed at Coachella. That was his debut American performance, actually, over the past couple of weeks. Live performing, is that something that you're particularly interested in?
I love performing live. I feel like I'm better live than I am recording. So I've done a couple shows here and there. I've got a show on Saturday, actually, in Birmingham with Vibe Room, promoting the new EP. But I feel like that's where I connect the best. So hopefully, once the EP's out, I'm just going to keep doing live performances. Fingers crossed. Nice.
No, I'm really looking forward to seeing like where this takes you. And I think the backup as well is a really strong EP. Like I say, it's got, each song is kind of different, but it's all got a similar kind of vibe. And it seems like a really good way to kind of like put yourself out there on the map kind of thing. So looking forward to it.
Thank you. I just hope it resonates with people. I hope that at least one song, people will be like, oh, I like it.
I think it will. And I think even if people can't relate to the lyrics, I think sonically as well, it's a more than pleasant listen. So I think, I think it'll be fine. Don't worry. In terms of like, say, post this weekend, then what is the immediate future looking like for you?
So once I've brought out the EP, I'm just going to keep pushing the EP. There's actually one of my friends, Clara, who is Spanish. She's hopping on OTL. She's doing a little remix. So we're doing like a Spanish Indian fusion.
Nice.
I'm going to let it sit for a bit and then bring out some other stuff. I love R&B jazz. I've got quite a few jazzy R&B vibes, more neo soul. As I said, I've got Brazilian funk. I love the 80s. So I'm just kind of going to bring out whatever resonates with me. I just feel like it's good to have like one project where it's like, okay, this is one sound, but I think it's good to have that old school R&B sound, and then I think my tone, as you say, that kind of distinct unique tone of mine kind of will set me apart, and then I can just do whatever I want after that and just have fun. And experiment.
Do you think your style will move with your music evolution as well? Because I can't help but notice like the way you're looking now, and also in other like videos on your Instagram and stuff, you do give like very much like 90s noughties vibe. Like, do you see that changing, or is this literally just your style?
I do love the 90s and noughties. Like, Aaliyah is a big fashion inspiration of mine, so I don't know if that will change too much, but I like the baggy look. I like the little boyish vibes. I think that'll probably stay consistent, but who knows. I think I'm comfortable in that field, and whilst I am bringing out that project, it does make sense. But we'll see.
Sure. Sweet. So for the people at home who maybe don't know where they can find you, and where can they find you on socials and that?
So it's literally Amani Lia. That's AmaniLia. That's on TikTok, on Spotify, Instagram, all the socials, same name. So you can check me out there.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much for taking time to speak to me today. It's been a pleasure. And yeah, looking forward to the launch of the backup.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having me on. It's been an honor.
Nah, long time coming.
Thank you. You guys are insane too. I've been following you guys for a while and you're putting people on for real. So
thank
big
you.
Big up you lot.